Next item is item 5, special presentation. Presentation by the United States Coast Guard to present Valor Awards to VMRC staff members. Colonel Alderman, you'll be handling that for us, sir?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Can I have Vernon Rowe and Vance Dustin come up, please? Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
I'd like to introduce Captain Carroll. He's the captain of a port sector, Virginia. Captain Stevens, deputy commander of sector. We also have William Burkett here. He's Port of Virginia director of the Maritime Incident Response Team. We work very closely with all these gentlemen on a daily basis, and we appreciate them coming. And we also have Baz Dunston and Vernon Rowe and Baz Dunston here to receive the awards. These distinguished guests are here to recognize two Virginia Marine Resource Commission employees, Vernon Rowe and Baz Dunston, for their life-saving efforts on July the 14th, 2018, during a horrific maritime incident on the James River. I'll turn it over to you, Captain Carroll.
Absolutely. Morning, Captain. Pleasure to have you here, sir.
Commissioner Bowman. Commission, thank you very much, and ladies and gentlemen. I have had the pleasure of serving in this region at the sector since 2013. One of the things that impressed upon me from having served in different parts of the country is the sense of community that we all have. Different organizations but same priorities. We protect the economy. We protect the environment. We look out for property. But one thing we all agree on is the safety of life is always our first priority. And when we respond as a community. We just had an incident last night in Yorktown. And again, for the families of, unfortunately, of two young men, for them to look out at the water and to be able to see Coast Guard, next to VMRC, next to Newport News, next to York County, next to Abingdon, all of those first responders out there doing their absolute best to bring those young men home. That gives them a sense of closure. A few weeks ago in Nandua Creek, some of your officers were able to bring three duck hunters home. On that particular day, I was within a first month of being in command of the sector. And from having been in this profession for several years, to be able to stand out there and watch as that barge hit that vessel and the response that came afterwards, again, it's that impression about community and people serving. And we were highly impressed with these two officers that stand behind me right now. So impressed that we took actions, Captain Stevens and I, to draft up certificates of valor. It's one of the highest commendations that we can give to another organization for a sense of bravery for their actions on that day. And I would say this is a tangible piece of respect from the United States Coast Guard coming signed by our Commandant, Admiral Schultz, that is coming down from the Coast Guard to VMRC and their officers. So with your permission, sir, we would like to present the awards.
Please proceed, Captain.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Commissioner and audience, please note the citations are similar, and I will tell the story of the citations in the first portion of the citation and then break away into the individual acts of valor and heroism. So please allow me to present on behalf of the Department of Homeland Security to the U.S. Coast Guard from the Commandant, who takes great pleasure in presenting the Certificate of Valor to both Brody Rowe and Vass Dunston for saving or endeavoring to save lives from perils of the sea on July 14, 2018, signed by Admiral Carl L. Schultz, Commandant, U.S. Coast Guard. Citation as follows. For heroic action on the morning of 14 July 2018, while assisting in the rescue of an unconscious and drowning recreational vessel passenger on the James River, Newport News, Virginia. On that morning, Mr. Rowe and his co-worker, Mr. Vass Dunston, were conducting official Marine Resource Commission operations in their 24-foot-long VRMAC vessel at Brown Shoal, located on the Upper James River. Upon completion of their task, they turned southbound on the James. Almost immediately after making the turn, both of them witnessed the collision between the 19-foot-long recreational craft and a 120-foot-long commercial steel deck barge being pushed by a towing vessel. The collision resulted in all six passengers of the recreational vessel being ejected into the water. Upon arriving at the site of the collision, both men observed a partially sunken vessel sticking bow first out of the water. Mr. Rowe immediately altered the direction of their boat toward the sunken vessel, placing them on scene within minutes of the collision. A crew member of the towing vessel directed their attention toward an unresponsive passenger floating face down in the water. Together, these gentlemen pulled the 260-pound unconscious passenger from the water into their boat. Citations separate at this point, and I will talk about Mr. Rowe. Once the victim was safely on board, Mr. Rowe immediately began coordinating with emergency medical services while Mr. Dunson began providing emergency assistance. Within the first couple minutes, Mr. Dunson was able to eject approximately 1 gallon of water from the unconscious victim before assessing his radial and carotid pulse and initiating cardiopulmonary resuscitation. As Mr. Dunson continued, Mr. Rowe briefly maneuvered his boat through the collision debris field in search of additional victims before turning north toward Leeward Marina. As the vessel approached the marina, Mr. Dunson performed a sternal rub and was able to partially revive the victim prior to transferring him to awaiting emergency medical services. Mr. Rowe's expert training, determined efforts, and outstanding initiative during the rescue resulted in saving the man's life. His unselfish actions and valiant service reflect great credit upon himself and are in keeping with the highest traditions of this humanitarian service. For Mr. Dunston, he immediately, upon recovery of the 260-pound individual, began providing immediate assistance. He was able, as I said, to expel 1 gallon of water, and he continued alternating between CPR and ejecting water from the victim while Mr. Rowe maneuvered the vessel. As they approached the marina, the sternal rub was performed, and in total, the victim had been in water and oxygen deprived for approximately 5 minutes until CPR was initiated, following which the victim was unresponsive to CPR for an additional 9 minutes. However, despite the diminishing survivability odds, the victim made a remarkable recovery. Mr. Dunston's expert training, determined efforts, and outstanding initiative during this rescue resulted in saving the man's life. His unselfish actions and valiant service reflect credit upon himself and are in keeping in the highest traditions of the humanitarian service.
Commissioner Bowman, thank you so much again for allowing us to be here, and just please express from the bottom of my heart that it is an honor to serve alongside your officers as we're out there protecting members of the public, sir.
So noted and taken, Captain. We really appreciate you taking time, your staff, out of your busy day to recognize two true gems, two real sharp guys that happened to be at the right place at the right time and took the measures that they could with the training that they had to save lives. It's just really a remarkable and an impressive undertaking, and we're very proud of them. So thank you, and wish you Godspeed in your endeavors as well as the rest of your staff. We can help you. We're here for you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.